Hola, amigos. Welcome to the A Little Gray and a Lot of Grays podcast. This is your host, Ari. In the last 6 years, my husband and I have built a million-dollar business from our kitchen table and using social media, alongside having two babies. So you can only imagine all the value that we want to give you guys. So in this podcast, you'll hear from business to how to elevate yourself and become 1% better every single day. Even some teachings that I've learned being a mother and some social media tactics that nobody will share with you. So whether it's a conversation with myself or some homies that I get to interview, I hope you enjoy the podcast and let's get into the show. Ooh, we're talking about good stuff today. I am freaking excited. And I know I always say that I'm excited, but I'm really excited because a part of me is like really wanting this conversation for myself. But another part of me is to give tons of value to tons of ladies and gentlemen. But I think a lot of women listen to this podcast more. But we're going to talk about something super crucial that I think everybody just needs to know that they have it inside of them. And I'm not going to be the one to talk about it. I'm actually going to bring on my girlfriend who literally, you guys, when she walks in a room, you can just tell that she has confidence. It's not in a cocky way. It's like in a powerful way. Like not only is she beautiful from the inside, but the outside is beautiful as well. And you know, sometimes somebody can be pretty and then the inside is ugly, but like this one is like beautiful inside, beautiful outside. And she just exudes so much confidence. And I'm pretty sure that it hasn't always been there. Maybe it has, but there's definitely some building blocks that I think she's really going to just give us the value on. And before I give out the entire story, Sarah, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? I'm super excited and honored. Thank you for having me on your podcast. So much fun. But you know, I've been in entrepreneurship for 7.5 years now, and I never knew what entrepreneurship was. I never really understood the importance of how serious it is to have confidence in yourself while building any kind of business, whether that be you're trying to climb up the corporate ladder, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in multi-level marketing. Really, it all stems back to having self-confidence and belief in yourself. So it's definitely been a journey for me, but I've learned through figuring out, well, why am I this way? Or how do I show up that way? People ask me all the time, like, Sarah, how are you so strong? And I'm like, but I'm not. Like, I cry too. You know, I have problems too. But, you know, I have an unwavering faith and I have a deep-rooted belief where I understand that everything is happening for me and not to me. And it's really creating different things and aligning myself with different things that have made it, you know, easier on this path called life that's really tough.
Right. So how, I mean, I guess I see the polished side of you, right? Because look, you come in and it's like, you don't have to say a word and I feel your presence in there. And it's really, really powerful for me to witness that inside of you because, you know, as they say, like if you witness something inside of somebody, it's because it's living inside of us. So I definitely recognize that within myself. And I want to thank you for like being that type of woman in a crowd of like a lot of people. So let's talk about like, how did you even build this confidence inside of you? Because everybody has a cool story and we kind of forget that sometimes. We forget that that's part of everybody's journey, but where did this all start from for you?
Honestly, it started in childhood. Growing up, I grew up in Canada, right? I didn't move to Los Angeles until I was 20 years old. I moved by myself. And growing up, I'm an African American, and there aren't very many African Americans back home. And so I wasn't your typical beauty. And then growing up, I have a very beautiful family, but my sister Lauren, you know how we all have these stories that we create. Lauren got a lot of attention and I didn't. So the story that I created was, I'm not pretty. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not light enough. I'm not, you know, I'm just not the typical beautiful girl. And so I learned at a really young age, because of the story that I created, that I may not be the most beautiful girl on the planet, but I can be a dope soul. Mm. And dope souls will connect other dope souls. And so I really started focusing on my character, about being like really true to me. And it's funny, because it's really not until retrospect and looking in hindsight, understanding why you do the things that you do. So at the time, I wasn't like, I'm an ugly girl, I have to be cool. At the time, it was like, no, I'm gonna be who I am. You may not like me for how I look, but if you don't like me, I don't care. And I think that that also stemmed from seeing my mom. My mom is a soldier, you know. My dad ruptured a disc in his back when I was really young. And we went from a two family household income to one. My mom was studying to get her master's in engineering, had a full-time job, taking care of my dad, taking care of all of us kids. And, you know, so for her to be so confident in, I'm going to provide and still make my husband feel like a king. For her to show up and like go to war for her kids, like, I'm confident I'm going to win. I really think, which really kind of goes into how important your environment is. Mm. Being a powerful woman my entire life made me strive to be like one. And I'm not there yet, but I'm a lot closer than where I started at. But really and truly, it started when I was a young girl, understanding the fact that it's not about what you look, it's about who you are. And that's the depth, right? We could look at the shallow, but when you get deep with something, when it's rooted, you can't slap it around. It can't blow away with the wind. It's there and it's rooted and it's strong. And so that's kind of where it started for me.
Wow. So years later, you had to kind of dissect where all of this came. And no, we do. And I say we, because I know we both are in the same type of business, and we are, we really have to do some work on ourselves, yes. Like some deep work on ourselves. And I think that this is definitely one of the things that, we don't always talk about, you know, we talk about the mindset part, but we don't always talk about like the confidence within ourselves to be ourselves. And I know you have a really cool program, but we'll wait to talk about that for everybody to like have at least like a go-to how do I get there? So, okay. So now you recognize that your environment did build some confidence. It's really cool. You literally gave me chills to like hear you speak about your mom, to have the confidence, because she also had little ones watching her and little, I don't know if she knew, but I'm sure she did, that she was like, holy crap, what I'm doing now is going to be absorbed by my little girls. So, okay, cool. So now you start as a little girl. And then how did that, now where you are now, what about the middle part? Like, how did you dissect what you were witnessing when you were little and then start modifying or shifting how you start showing up and all that good stuff?
Yes. So I literally over the last, I was 28 when I started doing this work. I'm 31 now. Mm. Because really dissecting where it came from. I've always shown up a way, and people would ask me, well, how? But I didn't understand, nor did I really know. It's like hustler versus worker, right? If you ask a worker what's their job, they know it's A, B, C, D. If you ask a hustler, they're like, I don't know, it just happens, you just do it, right? So for me, I have the hustler mentality, but I also have the mentality of like, I don't know, you just do it. Like you're just resilient. But when I started really asking my questions in the hopes that it could be something that I give away to other people, because this is the thing, confidence is what will breed your belief. And belief is what breeds your actions, and your actions are what shape your future. So if you're not confident in yourself, like if you don't go, you gotta bet all in on you, especially if you're an entrepreneur, no matter what field of entrepreneurship you may be in, if you do not bet all in on you, why would anyone else? If you're busy being someone else's persona and charisma, like why would anyone else want you when what we crave is authenticity? And so for me, I had to really ask myself the questions, like, why was I the way that I was? Why am I the resilient that I am? Because I bet on me. This is the thing. I'm going until, right? And so I knew that if I was going to be going on this journey of what I'm ultimately after, how I ultimately want to contribute, what I want to be, do, and have until I get there, then what are the stories? What are the life mantras that I need to live through? What are the stories that I need to funnel my life through? Because we all have these things called like limiting beliefs, and I don't want to go too deep into that stuff, but we all have these things that place, it's like a box around us. It puts a cap on how high we can grow because we're not open to breaking down that glass ceiling. Like, you can bust the glass ceiling, right?
Right.
And so I say all of that to say that it really started with, and again, I didn't know until I was an adult looking back, like, dang, that's what that was. I cultivated a mindset, and I had a few at the time, and they kind of were like my underlying life mantras. And one of them were, no matter what happens, this is all a part of my story. And the way I think of a story, it's like a movie, right? Like, there's ups, there's downs, there's times that make you cry, there's times that make you laugh, there's times where you're just like in bewilderment, right? But my story will not end on a low point. Like, I refuse. Like, this is all, oh, I got a good story. Nobody likes the flat, anything like this, balance, like this, flatline, death, right? I need the ups and downs because that's what life looks like. If you think of a heartbeat, right? Going up and down. So there was that. And then it was, life is happening for me and not to me. So all the things that happen, and this helps me to identify my strengths, to identify that I'm going to be okay because I'm betting on me. I know that I'm going to go until, I know that I'm, no matter what happens, it's happening for me, not to me. This is all a part of my story. And then the last thing that I really took on, and it used to drive my sister. So my sister Lauren is like one of my very best friends on the planet, and she goes crazy when I say this to her. But when it comes to people, I always say, I don't ask questions in regard to things I don't understand with people. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, why does the sun come up one direction and go up in the other? I'm like Jim Rohn says, I'm not signing up for that class. Mm. I don't need to know why this person cut me off in traffic. I don't need to know why this person showed up with an attitude. I don't need to know why this person doesn't like me. It doesn't matter. Someone else's opinion of you does not have to become your truth unless you allow it. And so we go through a lot of these different things, like you said in my course, where it's like the hand walk to figure out where are you limiting you, and how can you break that limiting belief and really step into the grandest, most beautiful version of yourself. That was a really long-winded answer. I'm sorry.
That was perfect. You're painting this beautiful picture for me that I can clearly understand where the confidence came from. And the fact that you have something to give people where they can really show up in confidence within themselves. Cause I was thinking, you know, people, I mean, there may be people that think that confidence, there's two types of confidence that come up for me, at least, is like confidence when you're weighing, when you get your hair done, or your car is washed, or you got your toes done, or, you know, like that kind of confidence. And then there's another confidence where it's just beaming out of you and who you are, and your conversations are different. And because of that is why you're going to attract people that are on the same wavelength as you. Yeah. Right. And I love that you're showing, you're literally saying like, these are the things that I would install into myself, and you would show up that way. And it's not this woo-woo thing of like, you know, hoping and wishing, crossing your fingers and seeing butterflies and rainbows, but really living and, shattering those thoughts. Because for me, I think what comes up for me is when people listen to this, they don't know how to do those steps. Or they're like, dang, that's a lot of work, bro. I'd just rather just stick in my little bubble. So let's talk about the course.
Yeah. So it's really fun. I'm having a lot of fun with the course. I'm still building the course out. I've been releasing a module every 2 weeks. So module one is up, module two is up, module three is soon to come. But module one is really focusing. It's for the entrepreneur that wants to create the life and the business they love. Because this is the thing. I believe that confidence and belief are quintessential to anyone's success. And the reason why is if the vessel is not ready, it doesn't matter what tools you give it, it won't do the work. We know that business works. We know entrepreneurship works, but we aren't working it. Why? Because we don't have confidence enough to create belief that we should bet all in on us. And so the first module is literally the play-by-play of how to cultivate your mindset, how to create your life mantra, how to overcome comparison. There are so many outward things that will affect who we are and how we operate. And it's not until we really like strip all of that stuff off of us, remember who we really are and create who we're going to be, that we can be happy. Like I was telling you, like my favorite Les Brown says, it's an African proverb, if there's no enemy inside, the enemy outside can do us no harm. When the bags and the cars and the shoes and the designer, everything is taken away, are you still who you are? Or are those the things that validate who you are? You know, and so I think that, and those things are nice. Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of that stuff. But if it's taken away tomorrow, I'm good. You know, like I'm good in my heart. And I just so strongly believe like entrepreneurship is not for everybody, because a lot of people don't want to grow. But if we're not growing, we're dying. Like there has to be an evolution, or we just continue to repeat. And then, you know, the course goes on to the actual entrepreneurship tools. So making time for your business, effective Facebook ads, growing your social media, all types of different things, how to scale your business, how to onboard a client, how to start a business from scratch. I mean, there's so many different things that are coming in the course. I'm fired up about it, but I just so strongly believe that if you don't believe in yourself, there's no point in starting. You know, like you've got to believe in yourself. And my question to everyone, where they're like, well, you're so amazing. And I'm like, well, why not you? Why not you? I'm not more special than anyone else. I don't have any, I have gifts. You have gifts. Why not you? And are you using the gifts in your lane for your target market, for the people that you want to attract for your tribe? Because I can't attract your tribe. Mm-hmm. Our vibe attracts our tribe. Like I know that, but I'm confident in knowing that I believe in myself. I believe in my gifts, and God will make a way. He figures out the how, but I know I'm going to end up wherever I'm supposed to be, because life is happening for me and not to me.
So cool. So I think it's just on my mind, because we were talking a few minutes ago on like, why, and I'm going to ask you, why do you think that, you know, for us, you know, we're in a network marketing company and we are told to duplicate the successful people, or, you know, dress like they dress, or show up, whatever, speak like they speak. And I look up to some powerful ladies inside this company. And I'm like, dang, the way that they speak, I so want to speak like that. But at the same time, I know that the way that I speak is more authentic to me, and it actually attracts more people. And I feel confident just being me. And there's nothing wrong with elevating different parts of our life. And I also think that we grow in different seasons. Like sometimes we'll grow more in here and more there. But why do you think that, and I think I know the answer, but why do you think that we are programmed, or we're told to model different or hire people or successful people so that we can get what they get?
Yeah, I think the disconnect is people are saying to model people instead of modeling their habits, model people instead of modeling their systems or structures. Because, and we were talking about this, like people will be literally, we all know when people become that person, like how many people have we seen become Eric Thomas? Let's talk about it, right? How many people have we seen become Les Brown, or whoever it is that people look up to, Tony Robbins, you know? The thing about it is we will never become our best version of ourselves trying to be like someone else. Right. But what we can do is we can take the habits that help deliver them to success. We know that Eric Thomas is about like work, 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 get it done, execution, execution, execution. We know Les Brown is about mindset. You know, you got to focus. It's going to be okay. You know, Lisa Nichols is like, winners never quit, quitters never win. Winners never quit, quitters never win, right? So adapt those tools, but don't adapt who you are at your core. And I think that we get told to do that because I don't know, we live in a world where no one is really themselves, honestly. Most people struggle to be who they really are because they're a fear of judgment or fear of comparison or thinking that they should be better than who they actually are, when who we are is so whole, complete, and perfect. It's so whole, complete, and perfect. And I think that when people really start to grasp the fact that you don't need someone to complete you, you are complete. You're looking for two, it's like two holes, you know, or when you grasp the fact that you being who you are will serve far more people than you pretending to be someone else. You know, it is what it is. And I think that people should not focus on the person, but focus on the habits, focus on the tools, focus on the systems and the structures. And that's the disconnect. I wish I could just scream or like shake people like, wake up, be you, you're awesome.
Listen, I feel the same. I see it. And it's going to sound super judgmental, but, I'm not even going to say, but because you can just see it. You can feel it. You can like feel the energy or the way that they're speaking. I don't know. It just doesn't come off genuine. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just not vibing with who they are in that time in their life, but I can sense it. I can feel it. And I feel like in any business, like you said, once we reveal ourselves and we are truly and like genuinely, authentically, like pure, the purest version of ourselves and elevated, it's when the magic happens. It's when we start getting clients. It's when we start in our business, start attracting business builders. It's when like you will attract the man or woman of your life. It's so beautiful. Such a beautiful way of talking about the importance of having the confidence. But I think we really get to recognize that there's work inside of the confidence. And it's so cool that you have a system, that you have a way for people to literally like draw, almost like homework, like doing the internal work. Because I think that I can read a billion books and I most likely will get a few little things, but if I'm not sitting down and like intentionally working on myself and shedding those layers, then it's not gonna work. So where can people find you? Tell us where they can slide through your DM or the website.
My Instagram name is at Ms. Sarah Fonteno, so it's MSSARAHFONTENOT. And my website is www.disruptorelitegroup.com. Longest name ever. I tried to get DEG and it was not available. Then I already built out my site, but I can get Disruptor Elite. So I'm going to try to figure out how to like wire it that way. But anyway, disruptorelitegroup.com. And you know, what I will say for people, because my site, my course is an investment. And, you know, I think that people will spend money on things because they see the value when really the only valuable things out there are investments, because you get a return on those things. So let's say, you know, the Jordans or the red bottoms or the Louis bags or the nice suits, if we're talking to guys or whatever it is. Well, nice suits don't count because that's like for work and that's great. But you know, whatever it may be, the thing that we're spending on will never pay you back. But the things that we invest in will pay you 10 times over if you choose to do the work. And again, it's not just a course about belief and confidence. It's really about entrepreneurship and whether you're starting a business from scratch, because I've started three now outside of my multi-level marketing business. I've definitely had my ups and my downs. There's power in network marketing, which is amazing because it's a low investment to start unfathomable return. And when you start your own business, you don't have that system. You don't have that structure. And a lot of people don't know how to work for themselves. You know, you might have all the confidence in the world, but nothing to actually build. Or you might not have any confidence, but you're ready to build something, right? And so you really need all of them, a level of resilience and a level of effort, and be willing to do the work on yourself. And I really, in my heart of hearts, feel like you can make all the money in the world, but if you're not happy right here, it doesn't matter. And I've learned that from experience. You know, I've failed more than probably every person out here that's my age, probably a lot of people older too, because I'm a risk taker and I'm okay with that. I've failed in relationships. I've been engaged twice. Okay. Like, let's talk about it. I probably would have been engaged more than that if people could afford rings. You know, like just keeping it real. Let's talk about how, I've failed in business. I've failed in life. I've failed at so many things, but I've never allowed those failures to define me. We don't actually fail until we forfeit it. When we're at the bottom and we say, I'm done, you failed. That is an absolute failure. But when you're at the volume, at the bottom, and you're looking up saying, you know what, I got to climb back up. I got to get back up. And even if you get up to a crawl, to a walk, to a run, to a leap, to a fly, that is always better than quitting just because it gets hard, because life is hard, but it's definitely worth it. So the course is great. I'm really proud of the course because I'm like, I put my heart and soul. And there's actionable steps. There's real print, like you can print off downloads to do the work on yourself, because I can't give you confidence. I can only help you walk down the path for you to find your own. I can't give you belief, but I can help you walk down the path to define your own. So yeah, I just think it's so key. It's so key to success.
So cool. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for people to really step into a higher version of them, their confidence, because I really feel like things would just kind of almost like flow. Once you got, I mean, like you said, I guess you'd need both. You need the business, but you also need the confidence. And it, what a perfect way to have something where people can actually take something and do the work. And thank you for what you do, because isn't it? I just feel like people wouldn't do what you do. People would just kind of like, I don't know, write a book and or do a something, but they won't actually give people the tools to figure it out themselves. And that's where the power, I think, just is the power lies. So thank you so much. Thank you for being on. So you guys go check her out, slide through her DM if you need to. She's freaking beautiful. She's bomb. Give her a hug if you see her. She's in LA. So if you're, I don't know, if you go to Pilates, you'll probably find her there. All right. Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you for the opportunity.